Let me tell you, the only way you can do it is through the threat of tariffs. It's the only way you can do it.
Can we come back to one thing on that? Deal making. You look out across this room, there are a lot of, there's some big businesses, but a lot of small ones. Look at the way you've given us a lot of examples of things where you've negotiated with the heads of big businesses.
Right.
Give you an example. When you put the tariffs on China, much smaller than you're planning to do at the moment, when you put them on,
Apple came.
You negotiated a...
Kerry, you coming on tonight? Because it wasn't like you can get no work done or no dishes done last night. You might as well come and kick it with us on a Friday night.
A difference for them.
I did.
That's much harder for small business people. Isn't the problem with the way that you do these kind of deals? You're bound to deal with the big companies. It's the small companies who get hit by all these different things and can't find exceptions.
Oh, we have exceptions. No, we had an exception rule. I gave Apple an exception. Tim Cook is a great business.
Apple is not a small company. And please don't give Tim Cook.
But here's what happened. The question
is about small businesses.
Yes, but I
what
would
make, you do for them?
No, but we have a very talented group of people. Bob Lighthizer did a very good job. We had great people. We had central casting. These are great, and a large group of people. We made exceptions. In the case of Apple, they needed an exception. You know why? Yeah. Because of Samsung. He came to me and he said, Samsung makes a product similar to ours, very good product, the phones and other things. And because they're in South Korea, they don't have the tariffs. Because we're in China, we have the tariffs. I said, you happen to be right. You're not going to be able to compete. I said, look, I'm going to give you a one-year break, but I want you to start building your factories in this country, whether it's Texas or any other place, anywhere in the country. And he said, what does that mean? I said, you have everything in China. I want you to move it from China back to our country. And he started doing that. And he built a factory, a big one in Texas. He built another one. And this was all a process. It was all happening. But I did give him an exception. And the reason was, he said, as soon as he said Samsung, I said, how is that product compared to yours? He said, it's a good product. I said, then you really can't compete. You can't have a 25 or 50% tariff and compete, right? Yeah. And I said, I'm giving you an exception. And I did it for many companies.
But what happens if a small, but the how ultimate, do small businesses come and see
know,
you? That was the question.
But we do it for small businesses, too. We do it for small business. I'll give you who I didn't know, but he came to me. He was at a meeting. And he built kitchen cabinets. And he was, you know, pretty big in the business. That's all he did is build kitchen cabinets. He said, sir, China and South Korea are building kitchen cabinets for 1/3 of what I can make them. I said, what's the quality? They're not as good, but they're good enough. I can't compete. I'm going out of business. I put a 25% tariff still on kitchen cabinets. I saw the guy two, three days ago. He said, I'm the man that saw you about kitchen cabinets. You saved my company when you did the tariff, and you saved thousands of jobs. And my company is now doing very well. And he started to cry. And this guy hasn't cried too much, I will tell you. He said, you saved my company. There's nobody that could have done that.
Maybe I can ask you, Ben, about something else. Yeah. Business people here in this room.
Why does the interviewer just skip over that story like that's not significant? People don't understand the amount of businesses and the amount of hard work that it takes to invest in something that's bigger than yourself that ultimately feeds the people that work for you. And the fact that you can save entire industries with good economic policy that the Harris and the Biden administration don't want to accept because they know that it was a Trump thing. And if they start to use it, then everybody going to say, well, you got that from Trump. And then they can't hold them accountable for it and say that it's a bad thing because they know that it's a good thing because they absolutely kept some of the tariffs in place that Trump implemented while at the same time trying to kill him for it. It's all about marketing. It's not about truth.
Business people, capital markets, they all like the rule of law. They like certainty. The Chinese, who you mentioned, other dictators,
right?
They don't like it when things go wrong. They like it when things go wrong in America. If you look at the events of January the 6th, 2021, it showed to many people America's democracy was unruly and violent. Only 3 weeks to go to the election. Will you commit now to respecting and encouraging a peaceful transfer of power? Question.
Well, you had a peaceful transfer of power.
You had a peaceful transfer of power. You had a peaceful... Come on, President Trump. You had a peaceful transfer of power compared with Venezuela.
Is this a debate or is this a question? But I'm cool with it because Trump can handle himself. He ain't tripping about it, and I ain't tripping about it.
It was by far the worst transfer of power for a long time.
Thank you. I appreciate that, because this is what they like to do. This is what they like to do.
The question, President Trump, is would you respect the decision?
When I found out about this interview, I did a little check. He's a man that has not been a big Trump fan over the years. So I had a choice.
Hey, ain't that dope, though, is that when they get interview requests and they say, hey, listen, we want you to come on this platform and be interviewed by this person who's clearly biased against you, Trump don't dodge no smoke. Regardless of whether you agree with him or not, or his points is relevant to your life, the one thing that you can't say, Kamala Harris did one little Fox interview, and now y'all want to sit here and give her all of this kudos and praise. Y'all, Kamala Harris did one little Fox interview, and she showed up late, and her staffers was like, stop it. And y'all want to give her all of this praise. Trump don't care who you are, where you from. He's still pulling up, and he said, listen, the interview don't like me, but that's all right. We're going to get it in, and we're going to have a conversation. And he stuck around for longer than an hour. And Kamala Harris wouldn't even accept their invitation. Ain't that crazy?
Do this interview or not? I'm glad I did it. But do I do this interview or do I disappoint a lot of people? Because I know a lot of people in the audience. But his view is very different than mine. Let me just say.
I'm asking you a question, Professor.
We had a term, peacefully and patriotically. These were people. If you think an election is crooked, and I do 100%, if you think the day it comes when you can't protest, you take a look at the Democrats. They protested 2016. They're still protesting it. Nobody talks about them. But if we protest, we want to have honest elections. You think the last election was honest?
All the times it went to courts, the courts sided with the other.
It didn't go. They went to court, and the courts all said, you don't have standing. Nobody had standing. And it's hard, frankly, after an election for a judge, but they all said, nobody ever had standing. But the facts, if you take a look, I'd show you hundreds of pages of facts. People were angry. People were there. And I'll tell you what, they never show that. The primary scene in Washington was hundreds of thousands, the largest group of people I've ever spoken before, and it was love and peace. And some people went to the Capitol, and a lot of strange things happened there, a lot of strange things with people being waved into the Capitol by police, with people screaming, go in, with it, that never got into trouble, you know? I don't want to mention names, but you know who they are. A lot of strange things happened. But you had a peaceful, very peaceful. I left the morning that I was supposed to leave. I went to Florida, and you had a very peaceful transfer. This was not a, and I'll tell you what, those people that did go down, which was a tiny fraction of the people that went to Washington. I mean, you're talking about a very, very small, because there are hundreds of thousands of people, and I don't know what you had, 500, 600, 700 people go down to the Capitol. But those people, not one of those people had a gun. Nobody was killed except for
somebody. Time out, Black Wall Street District, please. Somebody time out, Black Wall Street District.
Ashley Babbitt, she was killed.
Don't ban them, just time them out. Give them a little slap on the wrist. All right.
She was killed. She was shot in the head by a policeman what he did was horrible.
President Trump,
I think we should be allowed to disagree on that. And let's obviously return, you see by the reaction
let's,
in
let's
this room,
return, let's return, let's return to one other big subject that you bring up repeatedly, immigration.
Yeah.
I know it's a very emotive issue for you, but just from the point of view of business people here, you look at the full effect of taking a lot of people out of the workforce, removing a lot of people. The Congressional Budget Office is banking on the fact that there'll be $9 trillion added to the GDP of America over the next 10 years by immigrants. You want to stop that.
Is Black Wall Street District timed out or no?
Process. For all the people who run businesses in the audience, Yeah. I'm just focusing on the economic thing. Are you prepared to say, look, it's fine to have a slightly smaller economy in exchange for having the immigration controls
okay,
you want?
Okay, simple answer. I want a lot of people to come into our country, but I want them to come in legally. I don't want to have...
That means you will have...
I don't know why that's such a difficult concept. I don't know why that's such a difficult concept for people to grasp. We cool with legal immigration into this country. We're not okay with illegal migration into this country from not the best and not the brightest. And then we having to use taxpayer dollars, Medicare, giving them food stamps, cash on debit cards and all of this stuff. We don't like migration into this country illegally. It is not a hard concept to grasp. Why are people fighting for something illegal on this soil? I don't like nothing illegal. I don't want nothing illegal. I don't want your stolen goods. I didn't like boosters. We used to call them boosters when I was coming up. I know they don't call them boosters no more. Y'all just do smash and grabs now. I don't want nothing fenced. I don't want nothing stolen. I want all of my stuff right. I don't like fake products. I don't like fake handbags. If you don't like the handbag, don't complain about how much it costs for them to make it. Buy something different. It'd be the same people. It only costs them $10, $15 to make this handbag, but they selling it for this amount. That's not right. That ain't your business. What they markup is on their product is their product. You can choose to purchase the product or you can go over to Walmart and buy it right next to the Stadia's. Either way, you can choose to buy it or not to buy it, but you can't complain about the same product that you then go and counterfeit and give all of the money over there to the Chinese people. Because nobody wins. Just get a product that more, because you still want to clout chase. You still want to be out here in these streets. You still trying to impress people that don't care nothing about you. You still trying to make sure that you get it off on your friends. Everything you got is fake. Eyelashes, moissanite diamonds, handbag. That ain't a speedy. That ain't a speedy 30. That's a eedy. That's a needy 30. You know what I'm saying? Keep on complaining about all of the stuff that you don't like, but then buying a fake version of it to pretend like you really that. With your needy 30 instead of the speedy 30. You know what I'm saying?
That means you will have to deport, you know, you are talking about deporting 11 million people. That is a lot of people
okay,
to take
right.
out.
It came out last week that 425,000 people are horrible criminals at the highest level, but it came out that 13,099 were let in during their administration. They tried to say longer, wrong. Over the last 3.5 years, 13,000 plus people came in, murderers. They're in jail for murder. Some were having the death penalty. They were all released into our country. 13,099 people were released into our country. We had drug dealers released. We had street gangs released. Look at what's happening in Aurora. But now I don't have to go with Aurora anymore. Look at what happened yesterday, last night in Times Square, where rough migrants from all over the place. You know, it's not just South America. We have people coming in from the Congo, large numbers from the Congo and Africa. They came in, as of last night, I was speaking to Tom Homan, 180 countries, people came in. They came from prisons and jails. They came from mental institutions and insane asylums, a step above. They came from the terrorists. We had large numbers of terrorists come in. When I was president, we had the strongest border in the history of our country. I built hundreds of miles of wall, and walls work, by the way. Hundreds of miles. We had the best. Numbers we've ever had. Now we have the worst numbers. And here's the problem. We have some of the worst criminals in the world coming in. Now, Venezuela, their crime has gone down at levels that nobody's ever seen before because they've taken their street gangs and their drug.
I'm sorry, I had muted so that I could get my little cough on. I said that we not tripping about it. We know that the people is a little slow on the likes. So we know that y'all going to subscribe because if you've been here more than once, we know that you're going to subscribe. We also know that you guys are going to hit a like for the algorithm before you leave out the dough because sometimes it's a little slow with it. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like tips. Sometimes they don't want to tip you up front. I tip up front. Other people want to tip you on the back end. It's cool. We're not tripping about it. So, you know, shout out to everybody that's going to hit a like before they close out the stream today. And shout out to everybody that's going to subscribe if they've watched this more than once. But more importantly, shout out to the Patreon members and the Bag Chasers. And then last but not least, make sure you get your tickets to come and kick it with us. That's all I was saying. Share this with your family and friends. We don't want to be rich by ourselves. Let's get back to it. I'm sorry, y'all. I had muted so that I can get my little cough off.
Dealers and they've emptied their prisons, not fully because they can't get enough buses. They've emptied their prisons. They load up the buses and they drive them into the United States and they're dropping their prisoners into our country. Their crime is down. Their numbers are crazy how low it's dropped. I heard 72-74%. They've taken their gangs. They've taken their criminals off the street. They've taken their people out of mental institutions, which cost them a fortune, and they've taken them and dropped them into the United States of America. Those people have to be returned. We can't live with thousands of murderers and not.
I agree 100%.
The issue I asked you about was the idea that if you reduce immigration, every economist will tell you, if you have fewer people, there is a smaller economy.
I like immigration, but they've got to come in legally.
Okay. Well, let's finish on two.
No, I want to make sure. Look, I don't want to have people that have killed 9 people and they're, you know, a sadistic, crazy nut job. We have to have people that can love our country, that can, you know, that will obey the laws, everything else. You have hundreds of thousands of criminals being dropped in, and Venezuela is one country. Look at what they have done, though, in Aurora. They've taken over apartment complexes. They've gone into the real estate business. See, they're like us, except they've done it with MK, whatever the hell they're called, right? I mean, they have weapons that are so sophisticated, our military doesn't have them. They've taken over parts of cities. In Colorado, you have a place called Beautiful Aurora. Take a look at what's happened to Springfield, Ohio, where they dropped 30,000 people into a community of 50,000 people, and it's total bedlam. The hospitals can't be used anymore by the residents. The schools can't be used by the children that were there last year because other people don't even speak the language.
The issue I asked you about, many companies here have a shortage of labor.
Yeah, that's good. We'll take care of that. We're going to get people in here rapidly, and they're going to be people that want to be in here, and they're going to be people that can love our country and won't kill people because they don't like the way they look.
And I don't see a problem with that. Shout out to Trump. Shout out to the Bloomberg News and the Economic Club of Chicago for hosting this phenomenal, phenomenal town hall. I think it's like 15 minutes left, and he might talk a little bit more about immigration and stuff like that. But let me just point something out in this. Have you noticed that very rarely did you ever hear Kamala Harris's name come up? Let me say this again for the people in the back. Did you notice that very rarely did you hear Kamala Harris's name come up? Because he talked about what he did and how he sees things and what he would do and how he played things and how that would ultimately result in a better United States of America. He didn't have no conversation about Kamala. Kamala said his name over 21 times in a 20-minute interview with Fox News because she had no substance. Trump was so full. He said, listen, and we can go longer if you want to. He said, we can go longer if you want to. You didn't hear about Kamala Harris in that conversation. All you heard about was Trump.